Welcome to Breakthrough Business Strategies Radio. My name is Michelle Price, and I am coming to you from the third coast of Houston, Texas today, where I have to tell you, my fingers are crossed we're going to get some rain because we still are in a little bit of a drought here. All right, so it is time for today's Breakthrough Savvy Tip, and I have to tell you, it's coming via Italy today. You know, Don was kind enough to record his tip as he's speaking today in Italy, and I wanted to make sure that we have got his sales brilliance that we're so used to getting on that first Monday of the month. You're really going to love it. All right, let's go ahead and just listen to him now.
Hi, Michelle. Greetings from Italy, where I am speaking at a social media conference. And speaking of social media, I noticed that Twitter has launched a new app called Vine, which enables users to post 6-second videos directly in their Twitter stream. And I got to thinking, how can salespeople, professionals, and small business owners use 6-second video to promote their businesses? And then further, what else can salespeople, professionals, and business owners do in 6 seconds to promote their business? And I came up with 6 different ideas. Here they are. Number 1, use Twitter's new Vine app to create your own 6-second videos. What can you do in 6 seconds? Quite a lot. Consider these ideas. Create short ads, 6-second advertisements for your business. Create 6-second teaser videos. What could you tease via video regarding your business, your product, or your service? Consider 6-second video testimonials. Have your customers do 6-second testimonials, nice and short. Show your products in action, or show time-lapse videos of your service in progress from the beginning of a project to the end of it, all in 6 seconds. That's 5 different ways you can use 6-second videos with Twitter's new Vine app. Second idea that you can use to build your business in 6 seconds. Make sure you are always greeting prospects well. Greeting your prospect sets the foundation for your relationship with them. So make sure that when you first meet a prospect, you smile. Welcome them to your place of business, whether it's an office or it's a retail location. Give them your name and ask them for theirs. That way you can use their name throughout your interaction. And ask them what brings them to you. That begins your conversation, and that sets the foundation for your relationship moving forward. Idea number 3, make sure your storefront is inviting. Because within 6 seconds, your prospect will decide whether or not they want to do business with you based on your storefront. So make sure everything is clean. Make sure that your signage is adequate, readable, up to date. Make sure anything you have in your window is also clean, effective, up to date. Everything about your storefront needs to be attractive. Because if anything about your storefront isn't, it will cause people to walk by rather than walk in. Idea number 4, write great headlines. Your reader will decide in 6 seconds or less whether or not they want to read whatever you've written based on the headline. So whether you're writing a press release, a sales letter, a brochure, an advertisement, a postcard, or a flyer, invest the time and money to write a great headline, something that grabs the reader's attention and makes them want to read more. What makes a great headline? A powerful headline either asks a good question or promises a benefit to the reader. So an effective headline either asks the reader if they want more of something or less of something, or it promises a solution to some kind of a problem that they have. So think about what the problems are that your customers have. What problems does your product or service solve? In what ways does your product or service make the user's life or business better? That's what they care about. Focus on the end, not the means. Spend some time and money to either learn how to write great headlines or hire a copywriter to write great headlines for you, because that makes all the difference. That time and monetary investment will pay massive dividends, because a great headline will cause someone to read the rest of what you've written, which will then lead to more sales. Idea number 5, mystery shop yourself. Call your own place of business and see how the person answers the phone. Those first 6 seconds when a caller calls your place of business can make the difference between them staying on the phone and doing business with you and hanging up and trying somebody else. So, does the person answer the phone enthusiastically, positively, energetically? Do they say who they are clearly? Can you understand what they say? Do they quickly find out what you need and help you get what you need? Or do they immediately put you on hold? Make sure you know how your business is being represented by the people answering your phones. Idea number 6, dial the phone. In less than 6 seconds, you can pick up the phone and dial a number. Who should you call? Almost anybody. Call a cold prospect. Follow up on a warm prospect. Or follow up on a lead somebody has given you. You might even simply call a customer to check on them, to see how they're doing, how they're liking your product or service. See what has changed with them since the last time you've talked. Invite them to lunch, coffee, anything else. Or ask them for a referral. If your customer likes you and they like your product or service, they want to refer you. They just need to be asked, which means the only thing missing is your phone call, which you can do in 6 seconds or less. There you have it. 6 ideas for boosting your business in 6 seconds or less. Use one of these, use all of these, and you will boost your business quickly.